Thank you very much. Of course, it's a very important one because the club with 15 games without any winning, and me as a coach have four games. It was my fifth game, and it's not all the result about the result. We also play very good football. Our performance was well in attack and in defense. We moved the ball well. We create chances. We scored three goals. I'm very satisfied.
Well taken goals as well. The one man who didn't get a goal, who probably deserved one, was Tony Watt. His performance was really, really good today.
Yes, Tony Watt is a player that I fight about him all the summer to bring him to Standard Liège. And, you know, he came here and also me. And for me, it was great performance for him. He has a lot of talent, but he need to continue to keep hard, work hard and to improve his quality, because he has a lot of quality. And I'm happy for him that he play well, and help the team to success.
And Igor Vetekele, I mean, you talk about how Charlton hadn't won many games recently. He'd not scored many goals up until Tuesday night against Norwich. That's 2-2 for him now. Yes. A striker, goal scorers need to be scoring goals, and they get confidence from that.
Yes, I totally agree with you. But Igor Vetekele leave the things that the goals that he scored in the last two games. He worked very hard in defense. He make a lot of pressure of the opponent. And my belief that if you work hard and give everything, also you deserve to score.
Stephen Henderson did make a couple of good saves, low to his right, for example, late on. But are you pleased that your defence didn't allow Brentford to actually test him too much?
Yes, yes. I think all the team, all the players, start from the strikers until the goalkeeper give everything and in good position and was aggressive. And I can also say we give everything and we organize well, and because of that they don't have a lot of chances to score.
Your next game is against Wigan. That's a really important game, isn't it, where you can actually you can, before the weekend, you could put a really big gap between yourself and the bottom three.
Yes,
and especially Wigan.
Yes, but every game in this league is important, of course, for Charlton in our situation. We need to do it to keep the performance that we show today, and to keep consistently, because this is the only way to success.
And does this result mean that sort of, you know, you can push forward now, you can move forward, because the belief grows? Did you see belief growing amongst your players today?
I saw the belief also in the last game.
Yeah.
When it was 2-0 and we come back to 2-2, we start to believe, and you first leave the quality. You need to believe your quality, and you need to have confidence about your quality and your players. And I think also after the last game, I told to the players that we have the quality. We need to continue to work like this. It's the only way to success. And I am happy that today the fans happy and we are happy, and because we play very well.